Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi, guys, and welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast. Now, I wanted to do a different episode this time, and I am going to do a diary of my New York Fashion Week trip. Why is New York Fashion Week important to me? It's the first fashion week followed by London, Milan, and Paris. The reason it's my favorite is that I travel to New York, and it has a sense of occasion. I pack for it, I plan my outfits, I book a lot of meetings while I'm there, as we have a lot of business with Rodial in New York and the US. And it's the anticipation of doing something exciting after a very boring January. And the thing is, you know, I do go to 2 or 3 shows. I don't do a lot. I do have a lot of meetings. I do have a lot of store appearances. So for me, New York, it's probably about 80% business and 20% shows. But it's a great time to be there because the buzz is amazing. Everyone's dressed amazing on the streets. It's a great and a fabulous vibe. So I do enjoy all my trips to New York. Now, I love London Fashion Week as well, and I have a few designer friends that I love to go and support, and it's super fabulous and special. But the problem is that London is my home city, so I would go to work, go to the office, then pop out, go to a show, go back to work. So it's not as special. It's like, you know, a day as usual at home and work and then pop in a show. So it's not as special as New York, where it's a trip, and a trip is always a lot more exciting. I don't do Milan or Paris, as I am not a fashion blogger and I don't have business in those places. Whenever I do a trip and there's fashion involved, I always need to combine it with some sort of work for my business, Rodial, Nip and Fab, or something to do with a book or my podcast. But I never really just go and do the shows, because that's not my work. It's like a hobby. I love going to shows. I get a lot of inspiration for my business. And yeah, that's that. So let's just now talk about New York Fashion Week and how I get ready for it. So the week before going to New York, I look at the weather and I check the weather for the next 10 days. Especially this time of the year, February, the weather is really important. It could be raining, it could be snowing, it could be cold. So I want to make sure that I have all the right clothes, all the right shoes, so that I can look good, but also just dress according to the weather. So that's the first thing I do. Now, this time I'm going for 5 days. So what I do, I take a pad, piece of paper, and I write down every day and all the events and meetings and everything that I do every single day. And then I think about the different outfits that I can wear for every occasion. Now, this doesn't mean that I'm gonna wear one different outfit for every occasion. I do repeat things and I mix and match, but overall, I need to give myself some structure of how I am going to look in those meetings and events and plan my wardrobe accordingly. There's five different things that I need to plan for. So there's fashion shows, there's business meetings, there's store appearances, I have my workout kit with me, and then my wash bags. So five different things to think about, and all this includes shoes as well. Now, in terms of how I plan, how do I dress for fashion shows? Well, as you know, if you've listened to my How to Dress for Success episode, I do like to wear all black, but all black is super boring for a show. This is where I need to put a little bit more of an effort. So I would wear things that are a little bit more exaggerated and things that I wouldn't usually wear on my day-to-day because I'm like super easy and super chilled. So for fashion shows, I need to go a bit extra. So for this fashion week, because it's going to be super freezing cold in New York, I will be doing some outfits around coats and have this amazing Celine coat, this blanket coat, which is gray and black, great contrast that I've been wearing the last couple of months. And that's going to be one of my fashion week looks. I'm going to try to style it in a different way, so it's a little bit more interesting, but I'm still working on that. And it has to be all about contrast, because the pictures look great if you have a bit of black and white and contrast rather than one color. So that would be one of my looks. And then I just recently got this beautiful red faux fur Balenciaga coat. It's just so precious. I love the fab, the material is beautiful. I did a photo shoot with Phoenix Magazine and it looked amazing. So I'm really excited to wear this coat for the first time. Now, one thing about this coat that I have to say, I am a little bit annoyed because I got it full price back in December. And then a week ago, I checked it out and it was 50% on sale on one of the fashion sites. And I got mad. I was like going around looking for the receipt. Can I return it and buy it now on sale? But you know what? These things happen. What was interesting is when I bought it, I was really smug. I'm like, oh my God, you know, it's sold out everywhere. And I got the last piece. I love this coat. I fell in love with it. And I don't usually fall in love with clothing items. But I was then really annoyed. I don't know if this ever happened to you guys, to buy something and you think, oh my God, I bought the last piece, and then you see it all on sale. So, so annoying. But anyway, I'm gonna try to forget that and just enjoy the coat. And you know what, at the end of the day, I think it's a coat that I'm gonna be enjoying for many years because it's beautiful, it's red, beautiful shade of red, I love red. And so, this is going to be my second look. I haven't figured out what to wear under that coat. It could be a black look or it could be a gray look. So I'm going to try a couple of different things and take some pictures and decide what to go for. But definitely the red Balenciaga coat is going to be my second look. Moving into the business meetings, these are very super straightforward. I would wear whatever I wear to work. Something black, black leggings, and a beautiful sweater. I would wear an interesting boot and have a really cool off-white jacket because I want to be comfortable when I go between meetings. I don't want to be just having long and big coats with me and make a big fuss. It's like, I'm there, I have a meeting, let's just talk business. And so it's a very different wardrobe. I mean, still cool, but it has to be easygoing. And when I'm from, you know, Uber to Uber, going in and out of buildings, I need to be comfortable and look cool at the same time. And the third thing that I have to plan for is store appearances. I've done appearances in the past with a lot of our stores, and whether it's a book signing or we're doing a product launch, and we have a lot of stores that we work with in New York, such as Space NK and Saks Fifth Avenue. So for my store appearances, I would go for something in between. So it's not going to be a business meeting attire. It's not going to be a fashion week attire. It's going to be something in between. I usually like to show some skin. So it's either something fitted on top and some interesting trousers with a cool shoe, or I would wear a long blazer, sort of showing a little bit of leg, whether it's with skinny trousers or a skirt, just because when I'm doing those events, a lot of people won't take pictures with me, and I just need to make sure that there's a fitted element or something that makes me look put together and it's not too oversized. So planning for the store appearances, and then I always take a workout kit with me. There's usually a gym in the hotels that I stay. I always try to find a hotel with a gym, so I would do 45 minutes on the Stairmaster, or if I'm in the mood, there's Barry's and SoulCycle all over in New York, and I would go and take a class. So I always have my workout gear with me, and I just take a couple of changes to make sure it's all nice and fresh. My pajamas, obviously. I like to have a set of hangout clothes. If I'm hanging out in my room at the hotel, just like to be comfortable. And my wash bags, which this is the most stressful thing. Like, I usually have two sets of wash bags. I have one that I use at home with my cleanser, moisturizer, masks, hair products, and then I have another one for travel. And sometimes I also double on my vitamins so they're ready to go. But I don't know, somehow, you know, I have the idea that the travel set would be ready to go, but I was steal things from it for my day to day. So I have to do it from scratch every single time. And that's kind of the most boring thing. But the way I do this is I think, okay, let me go through the day. What do I use? And it's, you know, my cleanser, my SPF moisturizer, a serum. I have a bunch of masks. And then I think, what's my evening routine going to be? Again, a cleanser, serum, a thicker moisturizer, lip balm, and kind of like mentally go through my day and the different elements. It's a little bit more stressful to pack for makeup because I like to take tons of brushes, and usually what happens is I take 20 brushes and I miss the one brush that I actually need. I don't know, I just love brushes, different brushes. So yeah, makeup is a little bit more stressful to pack. So what I usually do is I do my wash bag packing about a week before the trip, because I don't want to leave it to the last minute. It's the most boring thing, but it has to be done. So this is all the prep that I do to get ready for New York Fashion Week. And I'm gonna talk to you guys next when I'm in New York, and we'll continue our diary. Hi guys, and hello from New York. The key thing for me to have a productive week is to follow a routine so I feel at home and can focus on my work. So what I do when I travel is I like to keep the same routines and rituals in general. So I have less decisions to make and I can focus on being creative and being productive. So let's talk about my travel routines and what I do, especially when I come to New York, which is quite often. The first thing I do is I like to stay at the same hotel every time. That's in New York or any city that I visit quite often. I love to...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Know the facilities, I know the staff, I know what to expect. I also like to know the area. And what's good about that, it removes a lot of stress from traveling. I also love to know the neighborhood, if there are any gyms, grocery stores, coffee shops, pharmacies, so I can get my basics. And in New York in general, I like to stay in Soho. I love the vibe and it feels like cool and edgy. Now, the other thing that I like to do, it has to do with the minibar in my room. So one of the first things I do when I check into my room is completely empty the minibar. And then I go to a local grocery store and get my own snacks. I don't want to be walking at 3 a.m. in the morning, hitting those Toblerones and chocolates. So I buy my own snacks. I buy nuts, I buy chopped veggies, yogurt, boiled eggs, all healthy and lots of protein. I also like to buy my own water as I drink lots of water and I don't want to be running crazy bills on the minibar water. So minibar is the second thing. The third thing I do is I unpack my clothes the minute I arrive. I put them in the closet. I sort them out by color and fold everything really nicely. I like to leave my shoes and accessories out of the closet and line them up on the floor under the window so I can get inspired what to wear. Like this time, I was looking at the weather and it was going to be minus 11 degrees, super cold. So I packed for Arctic weather and I arrived and it was 18 degrees Celsius. It was warmer than my last trip in September, crazy. So you never know what the weather is going to be, even if you checked it the week before. So I like to have all my shoes and I bring shoes for all eventualities. And then most of the times I start my outfit by deciding on the shoes. The other thing about having my shoes and line them up and the accessories, I love them as decorative items for the hotel room because most of the hotel rooms tend to be very, very hotel-like, a little bit boring. So I have my accessories, I have my shoes, and it looks and feels very personal. I also love to bring a little travel candle with me and I light it up and I love to have a nice scent in my room. And again, it makes it feel more at home. Finally, I unpack my makeup and skincare. I line it up. I put my mirror. I put everything on a table beautifully laid down so I can do my makeup stress-free. I can find all my skincare, all my masks. So everything has to be fully organized. When I travel, I tend to bring a lot of masks, especially the Rodial Illuminating and Lifting Pink Diamond Mask. When I come to the US, when I come to New York, I tend to have this crazy jet lag. So I'm up at 3 in the morning and I start doing emails, I'll start writing and doing all sorts of work. So I slap on a mask. The Pink Diamond Mask is my favorite. I leave it on for an hour because, I mean, you know, I have no other excuse. What else is there to do at 3 a.m.? So I put a mask on and with the jet lag and everything, with the air conditioning of the hotel room, it does take a toll on my skin. So I do have to use more masks and higher richness of products to just get my skin to the proper level. And then finally, the first night, what I do is I take it easy. I have a warm shower to relax and I either stay in my room and watch a Netflix series Or I arrange a business dinner, which I pre-book a few days before, and I meet a business associate or one of our buyers, and we have a light dinner. I usually want to keep it at my hotel so I don't have to travel a lot. And that helps with, you know, being back on time to go to bed at like 9 p.m., which I know is crazy. So that's the prep of day one when I arrive in New York. Now, let's talk about working out when traveling. So when I travel, I always take my workout gear with me. I usually don't keep my typical workout schedule in terms of intensity, just because, you know, there's jet lag, there's different time zones, so I don't want to put too much pressure on my body. But I do try to do some type of exercise, because it definitely helps with the jet lag and it helps clear my mind. If it's a city that has a Barry's close to my hotel, I may do one or two Barry's classes if I am traveling for like 5 days or more. And then on the days that I don't do classes, the hotels that I go to usually have a gym. So I always look for a hotel with a gym. And I do about 30 minutes of the Stairmaster in the hotel gym. Now, this time I had a bit of a situation with my class at Barry's. It was Tuesday and I was doing my lower body class, which I always do in London. I was feeling a little bit overconfident and I was taking it easy. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to miss the stretching and just walk in sort of 5 minutes after the class starts. And then halfway through the class, I was doing a deadlift and I heard this crack in my back. And I thought, oh my God, you know what? It always happens whenever I skip stretching. So people never skip stretching. Like, stretching is just so important to avoid injuries. And I know it very, very well, but I still make that mistake. I can get lazy at times. So here I am, I injured my back. So what I did, I went back to my hotel room and started stretching like crazy. I went on YouTube, I found all sorts of videos, how to stretch for a bad back and all that. So I started stretching and then I Googled and I wanted to find a place where they do acupuncture that was close to my hotel. That's something I do when I'm at home. I find that acupuncture really helps me. And I do get those sorts of injuries, usually lower back or shoulders. I get them probably twice a year. And I've gone to physiotherapists, osteopaths, all sorts of different things. And I find that a good acupuncturist cannot beat anything else. So I found a place close to my hotel. I went for a session and I was there with needles for 45 minutes. It was very, very painful and boring, but then I felt much better. So within 48 hours, I was much better, but I have to keep it easy now. I have to go easy on the weights and again, go back to baby weights. So that's that with my workout while in New York. Let's just switch gears and I'm going to move on and tell you what I did while I was in New York. So as I said on my stories, I love being around during New York Fashion Week. I love the energy, the people, the outfits. But while I'm there, I book a lot of work meetings during the day with our buyers, with our PR agency, with other agencies that we work with. I visit our stores. I meet my team. And generally, there's a lot of business meetings, Rodial related, that I need to attend. So mornings and working hours are really busy. And also, I am not a blogger. So I don't come to New York Fashion Week to go to 5 shows a day and change my outfit 5 times a day and go from show to show. I am not here to record New York Fashion Week to the world. I go to a couple of shows of people that I know and I'm grateful that they invite me. Some of those are my friends. And why do I go? I go because I get very much inspired by fashion. But I find if I go to a couple of shows that I like the style, that's enough inspiration for me. I don't need to go to 5 shows a day, nor do I get invites for 5 shows a day, to be honest with you. But even if I got, that's not my job. But I do still enjoy being around. So my plan while I am in New York during Fashion Week, I work during the day and I attend an event or two in the evening, usually to support friends and attend a show or two. So if I was to say what was the most memorable moment this week, that was meeting Corinne Reutfeldt at the Saks opening of their iconic floor. This is a Saks Fifth Avenue, which is one of the major department stores in New York and where we actually stock Rodial. So I was really excited to be invited. Corinne was hosting the opening, and when I saw the invite, I just could not believe it. Corinne is a massive fashion inspiration for me. I love her style, but I'm also very, very inspired by her as a professional woman. And I'm inspired by her career and everything she has achieved while looking stunning at all times. Corinne has been the editor-in-chief of French Vogue for years. She's just done a collaboration with Karl Lagerfeld, and she is herself an icon. She's cool, she's elegant, and always has an edge, and I'm massively inspired by her. So when I met with her, we had some pictures taken, and she was really warm. And in fact, she complimented me on my Balenciaga top, and she said she had the same. So here you go. Corinne and I share the same top. How amazing was that? So that was the little highlight of the week. And now, after 5 crazy days in New York, I am getting ready. I'm packing my suitcases to go back to London. I need to desperately catch up with my team on Monday. And while I am on top of emails and I do have various calls during the week, it's very different when you actually sit down and have face-to-face meetings. So schedule Monday is pretty packed. So I have a couple of days on the weekend to relax and get over my jet lag and then back at work. So that's all from me today. Lots of love and see you next time.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodial on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.